Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong.
That's Dale Shannon bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you should go there and use it to your advantage. We have a lot of things you can listen to, you can read, you can watch. That's right. We have a video. We post a new video every week, and go check it out when you get a chance. And right now, the library is on youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. One video on the website, but very soon we're going to have the library on our website, so you can stay right there and see all the past videos and look through and find a topic that's on your mind, which you can now do. You can still do on YouTube. Having a great visit with our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. We're talking about stress. We're talking about this thing called cortisol that our body produces. The thyroid produces it, doesn't it, Jennifer?
Boy, I couldn't tell you that. I'm not an expert on it.
I think that's right.
Only on the negative effects of it and what I've done to help reduce it.
I believe that's right. But by the way, folks, Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The Soul of Success, also Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live, and Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, et cetera, et cetera. Very well, very highly credentialed, smart lady. Jennifer, you were telling us in the last segment that stress contributes to increased levels of cortisol, which our body produces naturally when it has to, when it thinks we need it. But when we have stress in business, for example, or anything in life, our body produces cortisol when maybe we don't need it, and it becomes a caustic, toxic kind of a thing, and it creates all kinds of health problems. I feel it myself without realizing what's going on. When I have stress in my business, I don't feel well. I feel achy and tired and things like that. I know how that is. So you've discovered something, Jennifer, to get rid of this, haven't you, to minimize it?
Well, you know, there are a couple of things that I've discovered that have just helped me tremendously. And one of the important realizations around this whole topic, I think, Jim, is that we can't always control everything that's going on in the workplace. If you're a small business owner, then you have control over certain things. You get to decide who your employees are. You do the hiring and the firing, for example. But there are so many stress-producing things that we don't have control over. I mean, even the environment. We're living and working in artificial environments today with pollution from lights and computers and wireless and multiple chaotic fields. We're breathing artificial air.
I have an aluminum foil hat that I wear that keeps the wireless off of me.
Yeah, I bet. And then there are all those things that you mentioned earlier, you know, about people having problems with their health and their families, and we're trying to balance things. And of course, on a spiritual level, everybody's trying to find meaning in all of it, or else life will feel completely dry and devoid of joy. So what I feel is that we have to do things for ourselves so that when we come to the workplace, we're bringing the best self we can possibly bring to the circumstances of our lives. And I would say that the two things that have been really been serving me the greatest lately have been my meditation practice, which is 40 years old now.
You've talked to us about that in the past.
Yes, I know I have, because it just won't go away because it's so significant. And then the other thing is something really new that I've discovered, which is this, you know, from the biosciences, a class of nutrition called nutrigenomics that really feeds our genes so that the body's innate intelligence and power can restore itself.
See, we don't think about being able to nurture our genes, do we? We think about nurturing our taste buds and our stomachs, but we don't think about
That's
nurturing our genes, getting to that level of the protoplasm, do we?
That's right. And, you know, with all of the tremendous advances in technology, Jim, which I'm finding personally can also be one of the greatest sources of stress in my world, just dealing with computers and thinking and things like that, we are so fortunate that science is having these breakthroughs in understanding about how the body works and what we can provide the body.
Well, what is an example of a nutrigenomics thing we can do or eat or drink?
Well, two of the things that I'm working with right now are called Protandim, and the other one is Laminine. And
say them again slower.
Okay, one of them is called Protandim.
Protandim.
And the other is called Laminine. And
spell
I'm
that
using
one again.
Both of these, and I want people to
spell Laminine.
Me.
Spell Laminine.
It's called Laminine.
Okay, Laminine and Protandim.
Right.
Protandim
is.
Go ahead.
Yes, Protandim.
Okay, Protandim.
And that's becoming. Okay. Yeah, that's becoming.
Is this like mustard you put on a hamburger? What is it?
Oh, it's easier than that. They're in supplement form.
Oh.
But I can't emphasize enough that these are so far beyond supplements. You don't want to categorize them as.
Huh.
You know, a vitamin C.
So you go to go to our health food store and ask for these two things?
No, you can only get these through representatives. And if
you
want more information,
I'm not going to have to go to Mexico to get these, am I?
No. the beautiful thing about these, Jim, is that they're elegant. They're safe. In the case of Protandim, which has a little more scientific research behind it at this point. It's been found to have 100% results, 100%.
Is it all natural or is it chemical?
Oh, yes. No. In the Protandim, these are herbs.
Yeah.
And they're well-known herbs in the field of healing.
Grow a horn or something like that. Tintail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Jennifer Reed Hawthorne.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.